What a lovely day it is. The sun is out in solidarity with all you wonderful people that are here to stick it to the Tories, who dared to hold their conference in Birmingham. Now, my name's Shelley. I'm from the National Union of Students, and we're proud to support this demonstration today. I'm joined by my sister in struggle, Danielle, and we're going to be introducing the speakers for you today. But before we do that, we've had some keys handed in. If anyone's got a stoga and they've lost a bunch of keys, come on the back and let us know. Now first, over to Danielle to introduce the first speaker.
Hello everyone, it's really great to be here with you today. It's such an amazing energy. And firstly, I would like to introduce somebody who this wouldn't have happened if he hadn't put so much work in. It's Sam Fairbairn, the National Secretary of the People's Assembly. Make some noise!
Well, thanks, Danielle, and what a fantastic demonstration we have here today. This is the first major demonstration since Theresa May became Prime Minister. It's also the first major demonstration since Jeremy Corbyn was re-elected as Labour leader. And I think today's demonstration is so important because Theresa May tries to say that she's a moderate Tory, that she said on the steps of Downing Street when she got elected that she wanted to build a Britain not just for the privileged few. Well, let's look at her record so far. Let's not forget that this is a woman that's been at the heart of austerity, at the heart of punishing the poorest and most vulnerable people for the last 6 years. This is somebody in her role in her role in government. She said that she wanted to send home migrants that earned less than £35,000. This is somebody that sent racist vans around our streets telling immigrants that they're going to have to go home. This is somebody in the last few weeks that has been starving the NHS of funding. We found that our NHS is under huge attack. They're going to be shutting hospital departments up and down the country. They're just introducing grammar schools, more grammar schools, which is going to segregate our communities even more. This is not somebody that wants to build a Britain not just for the privileged few. This is somebody that cares just about the rich, that cares just about the bosses, the bankers, all of these people. And we're here today to say that we've had enough of it. We want an alternative to austerity. We've had too long of the poorest suffering for the problems created by somebody else. Now, right now, the whole political establishment has been thrown into crisis since the result of the EU referendum. And I think the Tories are going to be talking about this throughout their whole conference now. Well, what it seems to me that all they care about is the impact that Brexit's going to have on businesses. Well, we need to be here as well to demand that we want a Brexit for the people and not for the bosses. We want a Brexit that means nationalisation of our services. We want a Brexit that means investment in housing, in education, in infrastructure and in all of those things that we need. We need to demand that Brexit means not less rights for workers in the workplaces. We want more rights for workers in the workplaces. We want to strengthen our trade unions. We also need to continue to build a broad movement to do this. One of the biggest shames of the right wing and the Labour Party attacking Corbyn over the summer was that it let the Tories off the hook. We now need to mobilise all across our communities, people from that have never been involved with politics before. We need to get into the communities and have these debates to talk about an alternative to Tory austerity. That's what we need to be doing now. The People's Assembly is going to be launching a campaign all over the next few months. We're going to be holding a whole tour up and down the country to talk about what a people's Brexit would look like. We need to get into the community. We need to keep mobilising support. Thanks very much for coming today, and we look forward to taking on the Tories in the future. Thanks very much.